Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Investigating the insurrection.
We're getting to the answers of the worst attack on the Capitol.
New vaccine mandates.
This is about keeping people safe.
Olympic shocker.
Simone Biles is out.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A new House Select Committee on the January attack at the U.S. Capitol holds its first public hearing this morning. CBS's Nicole Killian says we'll hear first from law enforcement officers who are on the front lines.
Raw, unfiltered testimony is expected about the brutal battle to defend the Capitol January 6th.
I was tortured, beaten, struck with a taser, and I pose no threat.
Push him back!
Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone is among four officers testifying as the House Select Committee convenes its first hearing investigating the attack.
And a really important opportunity.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney is one of only two Republicans on the panel, mocked by the head of her own party for serving.
Aren't they kind of like Pelosi Republicans?
The war of words between Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy spiraled after Pelosi rejected two of McCarthy's five picks to serve on the panel. But he pulled all of them, and Pelosi appointed Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger instead. Some House Republicans, including those booted from it, want to change the narrative.
They'll attack President Trump, so they'll do the same old thing.
New steps are being taken to try to get the upper hand on the Delta variant of the coronavirus. On the federal level, President Biden says most medical workers at the Department of Veterans Affairs will have to be vaccinated by mid-September.
Veterans Affairs is going to, in fact, require that all docs working in that and facilities are going to have to be vaccinated.
New York City has a new mandate for city workers get shots or face testing every week. Same for state workers and those in high-risk settings in California. Governor Gavin Newsom.
246,000 Californians should be vaccinated. And if they're not vaccinated and cannot verify that they've been vaccinated, we are requiring that they get tested.
Florida reports one in five of the country's new COVID cases. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez in Jacksonville says it's a state where the vaccination rate is less than 50%.
62-year-old Curtis Sanderlin recently lost his wife, Joy, to COVID-19. Now he's fighting for his life at this Jacksonville hospital.
My breathing goes, it comes and goes.
Sanderlin, who struggled to get through the interview, is not vaccinated. But interestingly, neither are about half of the staff at the health system where he's being treated, says Chad Nielsen, director of infection prevention at the University of Florida Health Jacksonville.
They consume the same news, they consume the same social media as others, and they're just as susceptible to some of the misinformation and things like that in the community.
If all of your rooms are full and you can't get other patients in here for procedures, that affects everybody.
It's going to keep other patients from receiving care.
Many who end up at the hospital regret not getting the shot, says Nurse Zoe Sinis.
We have a patient today that says that he would like to get the vaccine now.
As for Curtis Sanderlin,
given what you've gone through, would you get the vaccine now?
Yes, sir.
You would get it now?
No doubt about it.
Overseas, Tokyo reported its highest number of daily COVID cases in the pandemic, 2,848, topping a high set in early January. And there's some breaking news this morning about women's gymnastics. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Tokyo.
The competition is still going on, but the U.S. women's team has suffered a very big blow. Its big star, Simone Biles, is out. She competed in the first rotation, but now she has been sidelined. She will not compete the rest of the way. Now, Olympic historian David Welichinsky says the American squad has shown resilience.
There's depth, and there's more and more gymnasts coming up from the ranks.
There was another big gold medal picked up at the Tokyo swimming venue by the U.S. 17-year-old Lydia Jacoby from Alaska surprised many when she touched the wall first.
Having this extra year and having it be such a hard year for the whole world, I think it means a little bit extra to be here.
Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka, who was expected to challenge for gold, is out after losing her third round match in straight sets. Also taking place, the gold medal match in softball, the U.S. women versus Japan. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
The final victim of the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida has been identified. 98 people died. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says work still goes on.
Teams from Miami-Dade Police Department are continuing to sift through millions of pounds of debris, carefully and meticulously searching for remains and for any personal items that will help bring closure to the families.
Strong winds and lightning are the latest challenges for crews battling California's largest wildfire. CBS's Carter Evans.
The Dixie Fire tore through the community of Indian Falls, overwhelming firefighters struggling to save homes, the flames leaving behind torched cars and reducing houses to rubble. It's where Elizabeth Catterson used to live.
What was it like to see your old house burn to the ground?
It was heart-wrenching. Just devastation all around.
The Dixie Fire is now California's largest. It's burned almost 200,000 acres.
Homeland Security says it's planning to speed up deportations for some migrant families who cross into the U.S. from Mexico. It's a procedure known as expedited removal. It allows for it without a hearing before a judge. Britney Spears' new attorney has taken action in court, as we hear from CBS's Lilia Luciano in L.A.
Matthew Rosengart said he filed a petition to remove Jamie Spears as his daughter's conservator and requested the court that accountant Jason Rubin be named instead. In June, Britney Spears described the conservatorship as abusive and told the judge she wishes to end it.
Days after a bicycle accident in Gillette, Wyoming, former U.S. Senator Mike Enzi has died at 77. The Republican was known as a consensus builder in D.C. And in Oakland, 80-year-old former California Senator Barbara Boxer was roughed up and her cell phone was taken. Police are investigating. 25 years ago today, a dark day in Olympic history. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
One person was killed and more than 100 were hurt when an unattended backpack loaded with a pipe bomb exploded during a concert at the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta.
I was sitting on the ball looking out at the music in the crowd, and all of a sudden, skabooey, and it just blew me off the wall.
Many wondered how such a domestic act of terrorism could happen.
People were pretty much angry at the fact that the security was bad.
Security guard Richard Jewell discovered the bomb before it exploded and started clearing people out of Centennial Olympic Park.
I did not set out to be a hero. I set out that night simply to do my job and to do it right.
Jewell was initially considered a bombing suspect until investigators turned their attention to Eric Rudolph. He's serving a life prison term without parole after pleading guilty to four bombings, including the 1996 Olympics bombing.
Disney has introduced its first ever non-binary character.
The Owl House is an animated fantasy series on the Disney Channel.
This world is filled with inexplicable magical wonders.
The show's in its second season, and in episode 7, viewers meet Rain Whispers, the head witch in the Owl House, and Disney's first non-binary character, voiced by Avi Roque, who tweeted, "Dream come true," when Rain was first introduced. But it's not the first time the Owl House has been praised for its inclusion. The show also features lesbian and bisexual characters as Disney's first leading LGBTQ+ couple. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Last week, rapper Kanye West held a listening party for his new, almost completed album in Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It lasted less than an hour, and he didn't say very much. Now the word is he's been living inside the stadium while he puts the finishing touches on the material. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.